PlayStation. Unchained.
Hello everyone and welcome to PlayStation Unchained. I'm your host Chili as we talk about news, reviews, guides and all that good stuff over on PlayStationUniverse.com. Joining me is Alfonso. Hey Alfonso.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay. Shannon's not here. She's in Jamaica right now because Carnival, she's there with her parents. So I'm home by myself until Tuesday. My back is feeling a little better. It was super tight throughout the week, but it's getting better. I did go see Godzilla and Kong, the new Empire, which I love. I need to see it again because I feel like I missed, you know, certain Easter eggs. But yeah, highly enjoyed it. If you haven't seen it, go see it because it was a great movie. Other than that, that's it really.
And of course, joining me is Gary. Hey, Gary.
Hello, Ben. Hello.
How are you good doing this week?
I'm a lot better this week. Thank you for asking. Got a lot of good news on a personal side. So definitely better than I have been the last 2 weeks.
That's for sure. Good to hear.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
And me, I'm doing well. I went away for a couple of days recently and ate a lot of food. Went for a bit of a swim. The hotel must have known I was a gamer. You know why?
Why is that?
Because my bed had RGB for some reason. I had an RGB bed. Well, not the bed itself, but like the backboard of the bed was RGB. So yeah, thanks for the RGB bed. Like it wasn't even like, oh, this is just the lighting. No, there's two lights, like normal lights as well. So yeah, either I booked into a love hotel by accident or yeah. but no, I had a good time. Ate a lot of food and that's the best part about. So before we get into all the good news, we'll talk about some of the stuff that I did last weekend. I wasn't able to talk about it much because the embargo was still in place. But last Saturday and Sunday and Friday, I was able to play the new Elder Scrolls Online expansion pack, The Gold Road. I was also able to talk to Rich Lambert. Well, I say talk. It was a Discord chat where I was able to type questions. And then those questions were answered by someone else that was then forwarded to Rich. So, yeah. I had a lot of fun. I enjoyed the Gold Road expansion. I don't know if either of you have ever jumped into ESO at all.
I did when it first came out. I enjoyed it. But I kind of fell off because I was the only one playing of all my friends. So it was kind of lonely. But I haven't played it since they turned it into one giant open world. But I heard that worked out pretty well for them.
I was going to mention, have you heard about the one Tamriel update where you can basically do everything with your friends without having to worry about level because everything kind of syncs to you, except for certain content, of course, such as raids, which is fair. Yeah. You know, you want some content that is limited. Right. So, yeah. But no, I got to try the new scribing mechanic, which is a feature which allows you to customize the look of spells. And also the effects of spells. For example, shield toss. You could add like an orange glow to the shield while it's being thrown. And then you can add the effect of having it hit multiple enemies rather than one enemy. And then you want to add like a damage over time. So your shield toss then adds a poison effect to anything that it touches. And then does an increase. You can do all different type of things with your shield, which is pretty cool. But there's also other abilities that allow you to edit as well. There's currently 22 abilities that you'll be able to edit at start. Just heads up, this isn't spellcrafting. They kept making sure that people understood the preview event that this is not spellcrafting. This is scribing. It's something completely different. So yeah, it's not spellcrafting. It's scribing.
Which means they're probably planning to do spellcrafting.
Yeah, probably. Eventually, maybe. Well, no, because spellcrafting was planned at the launch of ESO, I think, or something like that. But who knows what they're going to do in the future, because it's the 10th anniversary. So we'll see.
It's either going to be coming to ESO, or it's going to be a big mechanic of Elder Scrolls 6. That's what I want to be talking about.
I think it's more likely Elder Scrolls 6, if I'm completely honest.
Mm-hmm, probably.
Does anyone have any questions before we move on?
No, I mean, I wish I was more into it. I definitely have questions, but unfortunately, I'm just not. My time is very valuable to my old body.
Oh, you second that.
I can't control what I play anymore. I have to get through games as quickly as possible.
And you're not the only one, though. Like, I wish I could play it more, but I, you know, Pharmacy 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I can't play two MMOs at the same time. Especially with Dawn Trail coming out now, we know on at the end of June. Dawn Trail's the end of June, early July. So I'm excited for that. With Pictomancer and Viper as the new jobs. So I'm excited for Dawn Trail. And they've got minions based on Pharmacy 9, Zidane and Garnet. And the collector edition mount is Ark from Pharmacy 9 as well. So I'm seeing a lot of Pharmacy 9 references coming into 14, which it needs more. Because 6 got a lot of love, so we need more 9. I guess we'll go on to one of the biggest news, in my opinion. Sea of Thieves is releasing on PS5 soon. And you will be able to play the closed beta on April 12th, as long as you've pre-ordered the deluxe or premium edition of the game. Closed beta participants will not be able to engage with Pirate Emporium. When you'll be able to play with other places because during this period, while trophies will be disabled during the closed beta, progress towards them will be tracked and carried over unlocked upon the retail version. But as a percent can earn renown as well, associated season 11 progression track points and cosmetic rewards, those can be kept and will be accessible in the PS5 CFV lodges, and you'll give 10 levels of renown towards season 12. So wait, is this the only way you'll be able to do season 11 stuff, is by during the closed beta? That's interesting. So yeah, the full game comes out on April 30th. So yeah, Gary.
Yeah, I'm glad people are excited for this. I think it's like the number 2 seller on PSN or pre-order seller on PSN right now. Seems like it's getting a lot of people hyped for it. More so than on Xbox, which is very interesting again. But yeah, no, it's coming. We'll see how it does. Good luck to it, I guess. I don't think I'm going to be playing it because, as we just mentioned, I have too much shit to play. So, we'll see how it does.
Alfonso.
Yeah, I agree with Gary. It seems, well, we don't know yet. We're not going to know the numbers yet, but it seems it's going to do better on PlayStation than it did on Xbox. I'm not going to play it because there's still a lot of games that I need to finish. There's games I haven't started yet that I need to play. So, yeah, I'm not going to play it, but best of luck on how it does on PlayStation. We just have to see.
Also, Microsoft announced that Sea of Thieves is a key test game in which, depending on how well it does, we'll likely see more multiplayer games come out on PlayStation. Halo. Do it. and I'm not saying the story Halo. Like, that'd be interesting if they just bring over Halo Infinite multiplayer and leave the story on Xbox. So if you want to actually participate in the story mode, you have to have an Xbox. But for the multiplayer... Because Halo Infinite has a separate multiplayer to the story, right? So they could do that, right? I think.
Maybe.
So, yeah. Okay. Dragon Quest series producer has resigned at Square Enix. Still no new info on Dragon Quest XII. Micah San is now focusing on the smartphone project, having been a key player with Dragon Quest. I just saw a spelling mistake in the article. In the article it says her key player within the Dragon Quest. Anyway, Square Enix is co-developing Dragon Quest XII, The Flames of Fate with Orca, that we haven't had in think since 2021. We all know that it'll be using Unreal Engine 5, which is having issues from what I've heard. I don't know about Dragon Quest XII, I just mean Unreal Engine 5. So yeah, we'll be interested to see what happens. Alfonso.
I want it. I want it. Yes, take your time. You have to make sure it comes out properly. But I want it. What was Dragon Quest 11, Gary? Like 2017, 2016?
No. That was 20. When was it? That was 2019, I think.
2019, okay, so 2020. Okay, still Dragon 5 Quest years. 11. Yeah.
Dragon Quest 11 was 2017.
What? Jesus, right. It was 2017. I probably thought of the.
You're thinking about the Stadia version for some reason?
No, the Echoes of the Elusive Age was 2019 and 2021.
Yeah,
and
that's 2019. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, so 7 years. Okay, it's long enough. It's time that it comes out. I've been itching for a new Dragon Quest game. I love that franchise. That's all I'm gonna say. I just want it now.
Gary, now that you know that it's been 7 years, technically,
since the last Dragon Quest. I'm so sad. Yeah, you know, Ben, it's my favorite franchise. I love every Dragon Quest game. Well, not every one, but the mainline ones, I should say. I'm very sad about this, because it seems like everything is going wrong for the franchise. And obviously not by their choice. And in some cases, obviously, Akira Toriyama passing away, the music composer passing away, Yuji Horii is essentially the only one left now that he's also lost his producer as well. And this will potentially be the final game from the creators of Dragon Quest, you know, the band, essentially. So we'll see what happens in the future. But yeah, I mean, it is taking a long time. But Dragon Quest always takes a long time. It's not like anything new here. It's usually almost 10, 12 years before a new Dragon Quest game comes out. So, you know, it's kind of sad for me. Because I do really badly want a new Dragon Quest. But, you know, the article cited his stepping down is due to the constant delays in the game. Things just not going according to plan from the development standpoint, so he thought he should step down. I can see why it's having problems. You know, they're abandoning their traditional ways. They're going for a more action-focused combat system, which was not a Dragon Quest thing. It's a more mature, darker story from what they said it was going to be. Dragon Quest is going through a lot of changes.
Well, it just says it's going to be overhaul the traditional Dragon Quest. For all we know, maybe they could be using the ATB system instead.
No. They've said in interviews that they're going for an action-based combat system.
Ah, boo.
Yeah. So boo. That and is going to be a darker story. So I'm sure, you know, they're so used to, you know, the traditional turn-based RPG that they've been working on since, you know, the first game, since the 70s. It's going to take a long time for them to craft it the way they want it to be. And knowing how massive that franchise is in Japan, especially, they want to make it as perfect as possible. So I'll always say let them cook with it, but it's kind of hard when you're getting messages like this coming out where they're having problems with it. So, and the fact that Dragon Quest 3 HD 2D remake is still nowhere to be seen either. I don't know what's going on. It looks like all the resources are going to Final Fantasy, and that makes me sad and angry. More resources for Dragon Quest. Please.
I mean, there's not many resources for Final Fantasy, right? Anyway, like, there's not like there's many, at least for now. We know that there's part 3 of Final Fantasy 7. Technically Dawn Trail, but you know, I feel like that funds itself more than anything.
16 DLC.
Again, 16 did well. Whole expansion.
But you see the difference, Ben.
Yeah.
It's been 7 years since the last Dragon Quest game, and we've already had essentially two, maybe three major Final Fantasy releases in 1 year.
But it's a Dawn Trail.
That's what I mean by resources.
Dawn Trail probably funds itself because of the 14 subscription. So I don't think that should count. But 7 and 16, of course.
Oh.
Because they're a bit weird if they'd be like, yeah, we couldn't do Dragon Quest because 14 couldn't afford to fund it. So, like, well, to be fair, it's not the first time that's happened in a way, because when Advent Children bombed, not Advent Children, I mean Spirits Within bombed, Fantasy 11 funded basically the whole of Square Enix to keep it afloat after the movie crashed. So, yeah, it's not the first time an online game has saved the company. And it won't be the last, probably. Alfonso.
I honestly, man, no comment. I got nothing for you, to be honest.
That's fair. Okay. Helldivers 2, which I played a little bit tonight after a long time, after not playing it. It's getting an update. The Democratic Detonation, which kind of the main one kind of reminds me of the Sultarans from Doctor Who. But don't make me talk about Doctor Who, because I'd ramble and complain about the new Doctor Who. So yeah, I haven't actually watched the trailer, but yeah, there's a trailer for the new season pass and new weapons and stuff that are coming on April the 11th, so not long from now. Gary, we should team up still.
We should, if I ever have time for it. No, Helldivers 2 is great. It's still great. It's still fun. They're doing the unique thing that like Fortnite does, where they're randomly changing the world and adding shit without really announcing it, like, and hinting at things to come. Like right now, people are seeing these massive like fucking starship killers in the sky, and they're like, what the fuck are those? Why are they floating around in the sky? Because they've never been there before. So they're gearing up for something to happen, you know? The automatons now have giant freaking AT-ATs walking around and, like, blowing shit up. Like, they're just randomly throwing things in, you know? Flying insect bugs started appearing. They're doing cool stuff with it. And obviously, new weapons, new stratagems, all that always comes a long way. So, you know, they're firing on all cylinders with that game. And I know Sony's very happy with it. I know people who are playing it are happy with it. And it's still selling, you know? It's still cranking the top 5 on Steam of played games. And, you know, it's doing really good for them. So Sony really found a sleeper hit on their hands for sure. So congratulations to Arrowhead and Sony on this game.
Alfonso.
I hear great things about it. I bought it. I have it downloaded. I just haven't had time to play it because I've been busy. This time at work, well, around this time is going to be one of the busiest times for like the next 2 months. So I'm not going to really be gaming until after June. And that's why most, like, right now, in terms of my time, I don't have time to play games as I want to. And this is one of the games that I want to play because I heard good things about it. Eventually, I'll get on when I have the time. But yeah, as of now, I can't really say much because I haven't started yet. But it's something I'm looking forward to playing.
Nice. Oh, I don't really have much news left. But I'll bring up the Stellar Blade. is currently the number one pre-order game on PlayStation Store. Yes, there's a demo. I keep forgetting that is a thing that exists. So yeah, Stellar Blade, it's doing well, supposedly. I know Gary's pre-ordered it. Gary, thoughts on Stellar Blade?
No, I played the demo. I very much enjoyed the demo. I think the narrative changed when people started playing the demo, because obviously the narrative was, oh, look at her ass and the physics and all that. And once people played it, the narrative changed a little bit because they saw that it was actually a pretty good fucking game. And it wasn't just about that. Sure, it's nice to have. I'm not going to complain about it. But when you're in the midst of the combat, you don't really have time to pay attention to her ass physics while you're getting mauled by 3 fucking monsters at the same time.
Can I ask Gary, how long is the demo?
You get, if you just go through from start to finish without kind of looking around and exploring the little area they have in that game, which is, it's a lot more linear. It's definitely a linear game. Probably 35, 40 minutes.
Okay, that's not bad.
You can probably get through it, yeah. It's not bad. I mean, you can play on easy difficulty as well, which helps a lot. If you're worried about, you know, that Souls-like combat that people are saying, which it does remind me of a lot, but it's way more forgiving than you think it is, which is good.
Mm.
But yeah, no, I enjoyed it. I think it's a beautiful game. The combat looks really fun, or is fun, I should say. There's a lot of skill tree abilities you can unlock and moves to unlock and stuff. So, I'm looking for. I haven't pre-ordered it yet. Mostly because I just don't know if I'll have the time to play it when it comes out, because yeah. I still want to. I'm still trying to finish Rebirth, you know, and the completionist in me is trying to complete everything before I move on with the story in each area, which drives me fucking crazy. Which is a more personal battle for myself to try to control myself.
It's
not
been fun watching my Toon Rami, who is a YouTube, a Twitch streamer and YouTuber I watch. He's been playing through Fantasy VII Rebirth, and he has the same issue. He wants to make sure everything's done before moving on, and he's just going crazy having to do it.
Yeah, because it's just
I'm done. Move on to the next area.
There's just so many goddamn mini games, man. Like, I can understand why people are getting frustrated. Like, every time you get to a new area, there's like three new mini games that unlock. You're like, oh my god, I don't want to do it anymore.
I'm lucky I don't care that much. Like, there's a chapter select. I can go back and do the ones I care about, don't care about with chapter select.
That's perfectly fine. Like, I totally get it. Like, for me, when I see, like, oh, if I get the best score in this minigame, I get a new weapon for Yuffie. I was like, God, this is the only way to get this new weapon. So I have to do it, I want the weapon.
I've done the ones that give me weapons, like anything that gives me weapons or something like that. But when I see, like, oh, you get a potion or you get an ether, I'm like, yeah, now I'm good. I'm out. Or like there's one like you, if you do this, you get an ore, a Cosmo ore. I'm like, but I already have 99 of those. So, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. But it's also me who I want to platinum it, because I was one of the few at PSU that platinum Remake, because people found it too hard and somehow I was able to do it. So I want to do it in this one as well.
I guess talk about that then. An update recently has fixed the trophy Can't Stop, Won't Stop, which allows you to...
which is cool, because I was able to complete that mini game without a problem that all the people were having. So kudos to me. I'm still trying to finish Rebirth. I haven't really played Dragon's Dogma 2 since I did the review, because I want to finish Rebirth, because I know if I go to Dragon's Dogma, I won't be playing Rebirth. So I'm trying to finish games one at a time instead of playing three, four games at the same time and never finishing anything. So hopefully I'll be done by the time Stellblade comes out and I can get into that. Because, like, I talked about this last night with my friends and while we were gaming, and I long for the days of, like, four-hour games, man. Like, I just want my short games back. I'm so tired of these 20, 30-hour games with open areas and a billion things to do. I just want my linear story-driven shit and be happy with my life. Like, I guess that's just me getting older and not having the time or the energy to put into games as much as I used to anymore. So yeah, and Stellar Blade looks to be kind of that for me, because it does, like, at least the demo was very linear, which made me happy. I know they say that some areas are a little more open, but they're trying to craft a more linear adventure, so I'm happy about that. So, yes, as far as the demo goes, I enjoy the demo. It definitely piqued my interest to pre-order the game, but I still have time to pre-order it, so we'll see how it goes, and if I have time, then I'm definitely thinking I will definitely pick it up. It's just whether it's at launch day or not. So, sorry, awesome. You're saying something, Alfonso.
No, I second with you on that, Gary. This is a game I'm also gonna play or pick up. I did download the demo. I haven't started it yet, but I heard a lot of good things that the demo is actually fun. Like I said, it depends on my workload. It depends on what I have planned for Shannon. Side note, we're trying again, so that's also taking a factor into this. So yeah, I have to see how things play out between now and the end of June. But yeah, this is something I will pick up. Pre-order, I'm most likely just gonna buy the day it launches or after it launches. I don't think I'm gonna pre-order, but yeah, because I hate pre-ordering and I don't end up playing the game and just sitting there. So most likely I'm just gonna buy it after launch. So, but yeah, it is a game on my list for sure.
I will say, I will also add this, that game is way more violent than I thought it was. There's a lot of blood in that game. And a lot of gore. Yeah, like, it's way more violent than they've shown in the trailers.
Hey.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
That's basically all I found for news this week. It's pretty much a dead week. Because we talked about Eddie Gordo, we talked about stuff like that. Everything else is basically like little patches that release, not like actual content, but like fixes and stuff. Gary, anything you want to talk about?
I think we can mention the Knights of the Old Republic story that came out. Saber Interactive has come out and said that the game is alive and well and the production of it is going good, which also came with the story that apparently Sony doesn't want anything to do with it anymore. Like, they don't want to fund it. We know they were funding it before, but now they've dropped support for it. So they don't really give a shit about it anymore. Which is kind of sad, but I also see their point when, you know, they funded something and it turned out so badly that a new developer had to pick it up. that's kind of all I saw that. Maybe we can go over Alfonso. Sony doesn't care about Knights of the Old Republic Remake anymore. Thoughts?
I don't know why, because obviously everyone loves this game. everyone talks about is all that everyone talks about. Like, oh, we need a remake of this. It's one of the best Star Wars games out there. I don't know. I guess, I don't know, maybe it's an image thing. Sony wanted to tarnish the image. Like, I don't know why they would think that. You funded things on your own, and some of those games you funded didn't turn out good or well or succeeded well. So I don't know. Star Wars for me lately has been doing good, you know, with the Fallen Order franchise. And like I said, Republic is one of the best ones out there. So it's a little weird to hear they're dropping out, but I still believe it's going to be good. I am getting it day one. I love that game from, you know, I love Republic. So. Yeah, we'll just have to see. That's all I can say.
I mean, I see this as Microsoft needing to pull in and, like, take it from Sony. Like, if Sony doesn't want anything to do with it, this could be a big W for Microsoft and be like, hey, you know what? They don't want it, we'll fund it. And it'll be exclusive to the Xbox.
But Xbox like, doesn't have enough.
To be fair, though, they would have to have exclusives on Xbox for them to make it exclusive.
Oh, it's true. It's true. Yeah, no, you're right. You know, Knights of the Republic, considered by many to be the best Star Wars game ever made. You know, the announcement of that remake made such a huge splash. People were so happy. And knowing that Sony was the one funding it and producing it, they were gung-ho about it. But obviously, you know, Aspyr, we talked about this last week, you know, Aspyr has failed so badly for them. As a studio in general, unfortunately, when it comes to Star Wars, that you know, it's kind of sad, and I think it is an image thing. You know, Sony funded it, you know, it turned out so badly, and then it went to a studio that separated from its parent company with Embracer. Like, there's just so much drama going on about everybody who's been touching this game that maybe Sony's like, well, let's get away from this. We don't want to be dragged into this, you know? So, it probably just took more, like, they probably spent already thousands and thousands of dollars with Aspyr only to have this kind of stuff happen. So maybe they're just not seeing the worth of it. I don't know. Ben, anything you want to add to this?
I mean, they probably saw how the remasters did and decided based on that, probably. Because they remastered 1 and 2, right? Which were where they stole stuff from modders. And that didn't really...
Yeah, well, the problem with Part 2 on the Switch as well is it has a game-breaking glitch where you can't finish the game. And 2 years after it came out, they still haven't patched it out. So people just have no faith in that developer. So
yeah, I don't really blame Sony for be like, oh, okay. So yeah, Metacritic game. We've got one game. That's it. Because basically nothing is coming out. So, House Flipper 2. I'm going to go with, I don't know.
Oh, Inky. We're not going to do scores first?
There's no scores. I've looked.
Oh.
Yeah. Neither of the other games have scores, so. Yeah. Dead week. Alfonso.
I'm going to go with 74.
Because we did Grounded and Double Dragon last week, and Grounded doesn't have reviews yet, so. Gary.
What was the game called?
House Flipper 2. Flip that house.
Oh my god.
Look. It's the closest thing I could find to an actual thing that I might get reviews. Like, Grounded, of course, but we've already done Grounded, so that I can't really say Grounded. Then there's The Kinder Man, Soko Frog, Loretta, Planet of Lanas.
Oh, Loretta might get some reviews, but if it hasn't already, probably not. I don't know.
And then, of course, the next week, though. Next week, we've got quite a few. We've got Dave the Diver. Of course, we've got Grounded already. We've got Dead Island 2, Solar, Final Fantasy 16, Ark Runner, probably. Was this Pretty Girls Escape? Everyone's favorite video game that everyone's waiting for. So, yeah. Next week, we'll have stuff to talk about for games. But this week, not so much. So, yeah. Gary, shout-outs, and how can they find you?
Shout-out to you guys. Thank you for having me. Thank you for your support over the last 2 weeks. I really appreciated it. Shout-out to all the listeners. Thank you for listening. You can reach me on Twitter at Gaglaush. That's G-A-G-L-A-U-S-H.
Alfonso, shout-outs, and how can they find you?
Shout-out to you guys, like always. Thank you for having me on. Always a privilege. Shout out to all the listeners. You can find me on Twitter at AliShan7.
And you can find me, MGR_Chili, on Twitter. You can find me on twitch.tv and Moogle Realm Radio. Shout out to PSU. Shout out to everyone that listens. Thank you all. See you all next week, where hopefully we'll have some more news to talk about. Maybe, probably, we'll find out. Until then, bye-bye. Bye. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Goodbye.